Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Five seconds frozen on the clock. The Patriots with a 13-3 lead over the Rams. Tom Brady, about to be a six-time champion, takes the snap, drops to the knee. And the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title. In the early 2000s, they won 3 of 4. Now they have won 3 of the last 5. Yes, it's still a dynasty.
I'm going to kill everyone who works weekends. Yeah. All of you. I'm going to kill every single one
of you. Who's on? Who's on this week?
Every last one of you.
What do we do now?
Making a mess of this place.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's disgusting in here.
The full-timers. Like Mass Command.
It's disgusting in here.
They get angry with us.
We need to have a conversation about cleanliness in here, okay?
Right.
We're going to have a talk.
Show some class.
Oh, my God. Go across the hall. Find a bigger barrel. Something.
Let me tell you this. The full-timers trash the studio bet 10 times more than the weekenders. You know why?
Full-timers.
Because a lot of us will not bring food in the studio. We're not going to break that rule. I'm going to break that rule? Low man on the totem pole? You think I'm going to bring stuff in here? I'll let you guys, you know, catch the flack for that.
Back basket.
Give me a break.
Sometimes they send you flowers. You're back.
Give me a break.
You've been gone for a week, so we welcome you back.
Yeah, I'm covered in trash because I was the one that filled the barrel. Please.
Isn't Dennis supposed to do that stuff? Isn't Dennis supposed to clean up everything?
No. We played the end of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Football week, baby.
Start your week off, right? How's that feel? Feels good.
Feels good. With the Edelman news. I mean,
that's not good.
What the hell?
The training camp begins on Thursdays. Rookies are already in camp. They reported yesterday. They're here.
It was good seeing Camille Kostek. She was down over there with the morning show.
Your name dropping.
I told her, your phone's going to be ringing. She said, yeah, it's funny, you know, talking about the ESPYs. And my God, all things have been for Rob. And said he's home in bed right now. But, yeah. So, see, Mike Reese tweets that. Yeah, all these other receivers are going to get more work now. That's great for your quarterback.
Let me ask you a very basic question about the Patriots. Very basic for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think this is what people are debating with themselves and others about this team right now as we get ready for training camp 2019. Is this team better or worse on paper now than they were when they won the Super Bowl in that clip that you just heard? Because the only thing they can control is their roster.
It's a great question.
The team controls their roster. They don't control their schedule. They don't control the road. They don't control the division and how good they are and how good everybody else gets or any of that. Just what they control, their team, their roster, on paper, better or worse than they were in February.
It's a great question because I think it's checks and balances, right? And I think other things balance, like maybe they're better on offense because, you know, we just talked about Gronkowski. If you have him at tight end, yeah, your offense looks different. You lose your left tackle. Now you're replacing him with your first-round pick, your other first-round pick from a year ago who tore his Achilles. So Isaiah Wynn looks like he's up and cleared and ready to go, and he's going to assume your left tackle duties. You're down a receiver. You still have Edelman, but now you don't have Edelman. But, I mean, we got to factor it in that you do have Edelman, and he's your vital part of the offense. I think they're about the same. Because that negates Rob Gronkowski. But I think their defense is more stacked, if that makes any sense. I think what you're going to find out through the next 4 or 5 weeks of camp, and we're down there, is how this front seven looks, how stable the secondary looks, and how they're going to be able to do some things with Bill ultimately calling the plays before it's sort of transferred over to Mayo. So I think Mayo there is working in conjunction with Bill, where Bill's actually going to give you the defensive call. But at some point, you know, you got to go back to being a head coach. But you add guys like Michael Bennett up front. You brought back Jamie Collins. And from what I understand, Jamie Collins is a different guy as far as the mental aspect of the game. Obviously, the physical talents are down a little bit because you're an older player and you got some miles on you. But if Jamie listens to what he's told to do, and you put him on the inside with guys like Bentley who could run, and you free up Hightower and Van Noy on the outside, you got Bennett, you kick guys down, you move them around, you should be better on defense. And this is a defense that held that team on that final call right there to what Bill said in that three games of glory, 3 points. 3 points, guys. Three. You held the Rams to 3 points. You know, and I think your defense is better, and I think that balances out. I think they're about the same. Puts them back in contention, should win the AFC.
Sure. I'm concerned about the Patriots in the situations like they were in against the Rams where you need the big play like you got from Rob Gronkowski to help you win the game.
Why can't you advance that with guys like Burkhead? You know, like, and Burkhead played because a big role in the game.
Burkhead?
Dude.
Thank you. Thank you, McTaggy.
I'm sorry.
Roll your eyes there, cornball.
Yeah. Okay.
Go back and watch the Kansas City game, his ability to hit that hole, and some of the tough runs he had in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Laugh at it.
All right.
Yeah.
I am.
But I'm talking about from
McTaggy.
When's he going to stay on the field, Zoe?
Come on, Rex. Rex Burkhead is the same big play ability as Rob Gronkowski.
No.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying you need, you're going to have to
just remember the big plays in Kansas City for Rob Gronkowski and the big plays in the Super Bowl, including obviously the big catch at the end of the game.
Nobody else makes that catch.
That guy, because over the course of the regular season, I think the Patriots are going to be a better team. I do. I think they've got a better defense. I think they've got better depth, and
the running game should be better.
Over the course of 16 games, as funny as this seems, I think they're a better team. Over the course of 16 regular season games, they're better equipped for the season.
Kansas City in the Rams game, they had the ability to run the ball, and everybody in the stadium knew you were running it. You're still able to run it.
In those most critical situations where you need a play, because if you remember last year, Rob Gronkowski did not have a great year. He didn't. In terms of production over 16 games, in terms of where he was week
side
in,
of a
week
milk
out.
End of the year.
Consistency wasn't there. Right. We criticized him often for, you know, the greater portion of the first, I don't know, 10 weeks of the year, it felt like so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm off a little bit on the number of weeks, but we were saying, where is this guy? Where's he been? So I think in terms of the loss during the regular season, I don't think it's as significant. But all of a sudden, when you need critical plays and you got to have it and you've got to have it in the big moment on the biggest stages, that's where I worry about the team. That's where I think they've suffered a loss.
You got your kicker back. You signed your kicker. You still have the same punter in Ryan Allen. I know you got another leg in camp, but like from a special teams perspective, you should still be pretty damn good. You should be pretty good on special teams, solid. That's going to win you ball games against teams that aren't well coached. And you're going to find a bunch of those teams.
Real quick, this would be my reaction to this, Beetle. Is their top-end talent as good as it was last year? Because I would say no. Rob Gronkowski, retired. Your best defensive player, arguably, Trey Flowers, gone. You replace him with Michael Bennett, who's a nice player, but as far as the top-end talent on this roster, maybe a little bit of a hit. I agree with Zoe, though. I think they're essentially the same. I think there's a lot of young talent on this team that they're going to get better over the course of 16 games, but as far as top-end talent, I think they're just a tick worse.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the matchups, too, and you do the receiver and skill set positions, and you know, we talked about this with Pro Football Focus, and you eliminate the quarterback, and you just take that aspect out of it. What does your you know, skill set look like on the outside? And they're sort of a middle-of-the-pack type offensive skill set, even towards the bottom of that, where there's so many more teams that have other guys on the outside say, well, I'd rather have that combo, or I'd rather have that tight end. That's understandable. But do you factor in James White catching balls? I mean, you know, there's so many things you can do with the running back position, and that's going to be another stretch for Josh to where now, okay, for 3 weeks, I don't have Edelman. So we have to, this is nice from a sense that you know you're going to have Edelman back by the end of training camp. But now you get a chance to prepare to say, okay, say we lose him for 4 weeks during the season.
I was going to say, what happens if this happens in the regular season?
This is going to test you better now to where, okay, we need to be more offensively equipped.
And Julian Edelman is 33 years old. Yeah. I got news for you. 33-year-old receivers get banged up and they miss time.
How'd you hurt their hand?
I don't know.
And he trains like a nut.
But I'm just telling you that 33-year-old receivers are known to miss a game or two here or there.
Is he hanging out with Pasternak? What are you going out to dinners with the marketing team down there? Falling in the street? On a curb? Waiting for your Uber ride?
Something tells me that Julian Edelman would not be the guy who falls down
no.
after the marketing dinner.
No, I think he has balance.
Better balance than that.
Yeah. He's Plus, he can hold his. He can hold his.
I was gonna say, he can also hold his
yeah.
his liquor.
Yeah.
So I think he's fine.
Yeah.
I think he's capable.
Yeah. That's some Swede tripping around out there. Is he Swedish?
Yeah. Check.
Check. Good IKEA.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough.
It's
right?
over there.
617-779-0985. Are they better or worse? You mentioned Jamie Collins. The linebacking group is one that you look at and you say, oh, they're going to get better. Jamie Collins is boom or bust for me.
Yeah.
He could either make the roster or he could be a Pro Bowler. Like, I mean, not make the roster, that is, or be a Pro Bowler. He could be on opposite ends of the spectrum. He could either be great or not be here at all.
Right.
This is what the fun of training camp will be when this opens later this week. There are things to watch in this camp, believe it or not.
I'll be all defense. I mean, I'm excited for defense. I'm excited to see the receiver.
N'Keal Harry.
Yeah.
Is he any good? Is he going to work? Is he going to be a first-round receiver pick?
They're going to have numbers, right? They're going to have the correct
numbers.
That
they invested in,
what did
and they got that? Right.
Didn't they wait a week or so? Didn't they do the same damn thing with the numbers last year? Like, Etling was like 56 or something?
Yes.
Or 58.
They've already
whatever.
Started that.
Oh.
N'Keal Harry was wearing 50.
So they're going to do
this.
Spring. That's going to be so confusing. I hate that. Because we're going to get down there, and then you're going to get trained watching this
and
guy
then they're
for
flip
eight
the script.
Days. And then, Bob, go you and Zoe, go call the game. And where's number 50 at out there? Why is he not catching balls? Oh, what's he wearing? Is he 81? Oh, that's right. Is he number one? What is he?
So I think they're a little bit better. I do. I think they're a little bit better, and they're better equipped. They went 11-5 last year, and I think they'll probably go 12-4 or better this year. That's what I think they'll be. I think they're better equipped for the season. I don't know if they're better equipped for those highly critical moments in the playoffs. And
but I don't know. I don't know how they found that, though.
Found what?
Because, I mean, there was still criticism the way this, the end of the year. Those two games back-to-back where they lost two games in the month of December. And then they had the two cakewalks with the two divisional opponents with the Jets and Bills to finish things out. Everybody didn't think they were ready. And they blew doors against San Diego.
They got a lot better.
They beat you beat two of the best teams. You beat the two other top contenders in AFC. That was the toughest playoff stretch we've covered. Since you've been doing pre and post, since I've been calling games, that was the toughest setup as far as the track to the Super Bowl. And then they beat them and the Rams. They beat San Diego. Or excuse me. They beat LA. They beat Kansas City in their building in basically sub-zero conditions. Then you beat the Rams in a controlled environment. That's a pretty good stretch. They came together, and I don't know how it came together. I don't know what one thing it is, and I think it's running the football and playing good defense. And maybe that's what they're going to be now. They're going to get back the way they won back in 01, 03, 04. You're not going to chuck it 55 times.
617-779-0985. Are the Patriots better or worse on paper now than they were when they won the Super Bowl in February? What do you think? Which direction are they heading? They take a step back or a step forward? Or maybe they're just exactly the same in your mind. They don't have Rob Gronkowski, at least for now. He may come back at some point, although I'm starting to believe less and less in that based on the way he looks. Thin.
Yeah.
And it was warm out this weekend.
Whew.
And if he was outside, he may have lost a few more pounds.
I lost some weight this weekend. You lose weight this weekend?
I don't know how you didn't.
Sweat, man.
I don't know how you didn't lose weight this weekend, even if it was just a pound or two.
T-Bone was out there catching fish with his bare hands.
I saw that. He was
just throwing
him. They call that?
So many fish are coming out?
Noodling.
Noodling.
Went noodling this weekend. Down there, grabbing them bass right by the hand.
He flew down a Mississippi.
His hand right in the mouth.
Getting the mud.
Pull him right up out of that river.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Here's a question I have. Where's Josh Gordon? The Pat's going to have that guy? Why don't we discuss that? Because there was rumors. There'd be rumors that he'd be back by now.
Well, the
and he's not back.
Commissioner's been busy with the whole
Let's
Tyree
discuss
stuff.
That. Yeah. Where's Josh Gordon? We'll get to it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. Second and three. Gronk in motion to the right with a quick flip out to the left of court. Makes the catch. Runs to the five. Spinning inside the three and diving for a first and goal to go across the two.
Flash. Da-da. Da-da.
That's the way you do it right there. Little slant to the left side. It's a quickie out to him. I'm covered. Flash. Da-da.
Flash Gordon. That would be Josh Gordon, Patriots receiver, who was suspended last year indefinitely and is still suspended by the NFL, is not back. There were rumors that he could be reinstated maybe sometime during the offseason, maybe sometime back in May.
Well, they were busy.
May seemed to be one of the target points.
The league's been busy investigating the child beater and the one that broke his kid's arm. They were busy reinstating him while a lot of weed guys out.
So Josh Gordon remains suspended as of right now. Is there any chance we see him sometime soon?
Based on the way they acted with Tyreek Hill, I think, don't they have to act accordingly?
No.
But I mean,
see,
here's your problem.
What forces them to bring back Josh Gordon?
First time offender, second time offender, third time offender. Next time you do it, boom, you're going to be banned. It's kind of been, it's been laid out for him, right? Now, he stepped away. He stepped away. He did it personally. How much does that have to weigh in their decision?
What do you mean in terms of he did it personally?
Well, he said he was stepping away from the team, even though the test was coming.
Oh, no. I mean, that's PR. That's not real.
Sure.
I mean, that's not real. I'm stepping away from the team. Because that's saying.
Did you get a little nod on that? As opposed to the Tyreek Hill phone calls?
Because you're
that
firing me.
Yeah. You know,
no, that doesn't matter.
The recorded conversations at the Dubai airport. I mean, which ones have more of an impact on a ruling, right? I mean, you can do what you
that's
want.
That's like telling people I decided to leave that job. Well, no, they fired you. But hey, you can tell people you decided
to
leave.
Wish
the job.
Wish him his best in his future endeavors, right? Wish him health, happiness in his future endeavors.
No, she didn't break up with me. I broke up with her.
It doesn't matter what you tell people. What happened was he was getting suspended.
Yeah.
And he is suspended. And if he decides that he no longer wants to go away on his own, so guess what? He can't come back. they won't let him. So
you haven't seen him.
The fact that it hasn't happened and training camp opens in 3 days.
Right.
Is he going to make it back? Or is it going to be one of these things where they make him sit out in a year?
It's a good question. You haven't seen the private workouts with Brady and him, right? Like, they're not posting that. I mean,
hasn't happened in a while, has
it? No, it's kind of odd. You'll see the ones with Jules. You'll see Nikhil Harry. You know, you always get a little glimpse here or there of the Rob Gronkowski one out in UCLA. He's working out more with Rob Gronkowski, who's actually retired more so than the guy that's suspended.
And I guess it was like a month ago that we heard that story that, you know, Tom Brady was helping bring along Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
By working out with them.
Haven't heard that lately.
That clip.
Well, Brady's been in Costa Rica too. So I mean,
Looking for the date on that. It was practice makes perfect. Was
June 19th.
June 19th. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just over a month ago was the last one that they posted.
Ta-da.
If it hasn't happened by the start of training camp, should we take that to mean anything? Is the start of training camp significant for Josh Gordon? Or does that mean nothing at all?
I would think so. I mean, I do think that, you know, the league does have to help teams out get ready to plan, you know, so to speak. I mean, your season's starting. You need to get your ducks in line. But why should they bend over backwards for you? I don't know.
They don't have to.
It's on the player, right?
There's nothing that says they have to. They could decide, you know, at any point.
They did it for Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs. Made sure they get that out there before
that is true.
Started.
Didn't that feel like they were doing that to make sure it was done before the week of training camp started?
Several reports on that, and then boom, all of a sudden you find out that, you know what, they're going to put that on the back burner, the Tyreek Hill extension, but the Chiefs aren't initially going to sign him to that long-term extension since he's in the final year of his rookie deal. Everything was set up to go last week, at the end of last week, right before the Chiefs reported.
It felt like the Tyreek Hill situation was wrapped up neatly for the league and for the Chiefs.
Chiefs
the week before training camp.
Yeah. Chiefs release a statement. Hill releases a statement.
And so does
the
same apply for Josh Gordon? And should we read into the Josh Gordon situation this week?
Does it have to
be figured out this week to know something as to which way this is going to go? And if he doesn't get, you know, reinstated. And again, granted, Hill wasn't suspended. He was just put on a leave by the team, and then it was decided he wasn't. So it's a different situation. They're not apples to apples.
Right.
But it was a situation,
right.
As is the situation. There is a situation with Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
But it was wrapped up and he was given a direction before the start of camp.
But if you're the league, why do you want to reinstate a guy week one and give him the ability to sit out entire training camp, not go to work and go through the doldrums of camp and all the hard stuff, the heat and everything, and say, you know what? We're going to reward this player. We're going to reinstate him week one or week three or week three, whatever.
Couldn't they allow him to come back and also issue him another, you know, X number of games that you cannot play?
Sure.
Couldn't they say, you know, Josh, you're allowed to come back into the fold. You're allowed to be back on the team.
Yes.
But you cannot play until week five or you can't play until week seven.
Yeah.
You could do that.
You could do that.
That would give everybody some direction. That would give a clear picture of when he's allowed to play.
Oh, and if you do care about the individual and you put out all this stuff that you do care that, you know, he is going to be well and he's, you know, his mind's in a good spot and, you know, he's not going to go back to being the type of guy that he was. Yeah. You kind of want to help those players along a little bit if you care about your league, your teams. And you help the Chiefs out. Make sure they're okay, right? Get them up and going. And all the attention on them. They need to be a contender in the AFC. So, yeah. You get 3 days to figure this out, I think. With Gordon. Because now you get Edelman down, too. So now you got, okay. Who would you say would be your, if he was reinstated, who'd be your top two receivers right now? It'd be Edelman and him.
Yes.
Even though N'Keal Harry is your number one draft pick.
I mean, we don't know.
I've talked N'Keal to people Harry, listen, pretty raw.
I think it's great take that they drafted N'Keal Harry. I like that type of player.
It's going to take him a while to get going. I'm cautioning you on him.
Zero NFL experience. None.
Raw. Very raw, I've heard.
That's what you hear, huh?
Yeah.
Where are you hearing that from?
Just the little idiots, just the little reactions that you're going to need to function in this offense.
Team or quarterback?
No, quarterback. No, not from the quarterback. Not from the quarterback. 100% not from the quarterback.
Okay, it's from the team, though.
Take it off the quarterback.
From players
on
the team.
It's going to take them a while to pick this up and react the way they want them to react. That's all.
Uh-oh.
No, that's not bad. That's the way it is.
Well, it's not good.
It takes. Well, tell me the last time you just thrown a guy out there and it's worked. Other than Randy Moss, but he didn't even play.
No, listen, it's typically taken guys a long time to sort of integrate and sort of, you know, get acclimated inside this offense. It's happened to a lot of players here.
It's
been one
guys,
of the main criticisms.
That's why it's good to have guys like Deion Branch and Troy Brown
and
here.
And it's not just rookies.
Help these guys along.
It's been you know, older players, too. It's not just rookies right. In this offense. It's not just rookies that have had issues here.
So what, all of a sudden, Chad Ochocinco can't play in this league? Comes here and just can't play anymore?
No, he just couldn't pick it up. He had been so used to playing in Cincinnati with their offense.
Joey Galloway was just a complete bust in his league.
He sucked.
No, I mean, no, he wasn't.
At least Ochocinco was making an effort.
Yeah, but I mean,
it felt like Galloway didn't care. Like he wasn't really making the effort. Ochocinco, by all accounts, was making a real effort and just couldn't.
Who's the guy Brady yelled at?
Couldn't do it.
It's not that hard.
Galloway.
No, I don't think it was. Was it Joey?
Galloway.
It was.
In the Redskins game, right? He screamed at him.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, I think they were in the red zone, right? Yep. He was flipping out on
floating
on a route.
At him. Yeah.
617-779-0985. Nick is in Whitfield today. Nick.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm a little rattled because I heard somebody compare Rex Burkhead to Gronk.
That would be Scott Zolak.
You're putting words in my mouth?
Scott Zolak, you need to get rid of the decaf and drink some highly caffeinated coffee to stimulate your brain cells, because that was Rex Burkhead. He's a good role player, but Rob Gronkowski.
Did I say they were replacing him with Gronk? I mean, they were going to replace Gronk with him. Did I say that?
No, but you.
What other backs have the ability to run seam routes in this offense other than James White and him? That's it.
But you did say that in highly important situations that we could replace Gronk with Rex Burkhead.
And I think you watch the Kansas City game.
Did he say that?
Oh, how many balls he catch in the Kansas City game and the Rams game? I was talking about the run plays. Like, he gives you something in the run game there, off tackle. Like, that's how you make big plays. I'm talking about taking big plays that Gronkowski would make and somehow incorporate the rest of the offense to help balance that off. And he's one of those guys. James White's a guy you flex out, throw him the ball, and let him make people miss. Rex is a guy you send up the seam or run on an angle route. You know, Burkhead can run that. You forget prior to the rib injury, you know, he was going vertical up until he got hit in that New Orleans game. You know, he's a guy who could get downfield up the seam. So, I mean, you tell me else. What do you want to wait for Ben Watson week five?
I'd put Sony Michel or James White in over Rex Burkhead. Rely on them. I'd rather them make a mistake than Rex Burkhead.
In the passing game.
in the passing game, especially James White.
Well, James White's
James White, yes.
He's your number one third down back.
James White, yes.
He's in every
Sony
subset.
Sony Michel, they have shown a
they're not
real resistance to using him in the passing game.
They tried to, and it's either quarterback throws it 5 yards behind him or hits him in the head. I mean,
almost like there's some sort of trust issue there with him.
It's like Chuck Knoblauch.
Why? I don't know.
I don't know.
Why? Why that is, we could not figure out last year. 617-779-0985. More on the Patriots. Are they better or worse going into 2019? Your thoughts on that, and some more thoughts on the running back situation, because Zoe, it's one of their strengths, believe it or not, going into the year. You believe that, right?
Oh, I sure do.
You do, and you think they could look a lot different offensively as a result of that.
Especially with the coach that's coaching that unit up front.
Let's talk about who the playmakers are on this team and how the running backs sort of fit into that mold and fit into that lineup of offensive playmakers for the Patriots. We'll discuss that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Hey, this Saturday, great thing happening. It's the Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive. Donate blood from 10 to 4 at the Crown Plaza in Woburn. Christian Arcand and McTakey himself, Matt McCarthy, will broadcast live from the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill in Woburn from 1 until 4. But you can donate starting at 10 a.m. Crown Plaza in Woburn.
Nice.
Very easy to get to, right off the highway. First 100 donors will get a Toucher and Rich t-shirt and a voucher to get free wings.
Can't beat that.
No.
Their wings are excellent. Zoe and I have had them. We know.
Aussie wings.
Yeah, give a pint, raise a pint
free
at
wings,
the Sports
man.
Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive Saturday from 10 to 4. Get more details at 98.5thesportshub.com.
And we like going up there.
Help save lives, most importantly.
That's right.
Okay. That's happening Saturday. Thanks to everyone who's going to be there. Thanks to you, McTakey.
Really. Yeah, I'm really doing my part.
Weekenders.
Yeah.
Don't make a mess up there.
No, we won't.
Like you do
trash
here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
See, Jim Murray's got the proof.
What's Murray chirping about?
I don't know, because Murray took a picture, and I think it's an old picture.
It's not. I saw him take the actual picture Friday afternoon.
You could call Hardy. You could call Sarge. Yeah. They were both in here with me.
I wasn't here last week. I wouldn't stand for that.
And
I wouldn't allow for it.
Tom, there are rib bones. Mm-hmm. There were no ribs. Was there any spare ribs eaten anywhere?
I don't know.
Rib
there
bones.
Were spare ribs eaten.
Look at the picture that Murray tweeted out. There are rib bones.
I'm saying if you're challenging the authenticity of
the picture,
I saw him take the actual picture.
I
watched him tweet it out Friday
afternoon.
I saw
a picture of some sort of seafood in that barrel. I couldn't tell if it was a piece of lobster or a shell of like a shrimp shell. I'm like, I don't
something
even
something else was not.
It's decayed. I can't
Friday.
Tell, but I know it's.
Can't hide
seafood.
Money on the weekends, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Seafood.
Yeah.
He's getting some lobster dinners.
I saw them all there partying up at the casino the other day. All their winnings. They come back. They brought the seafood buffet with them. All right.
They probably went and ate at the Kowloon for free.
This was in our notes today, Zoe. You reading the notes today?
I did.
Okay. Ranking the Patriots' top five playmakers. This is from a blog.
Mm-hmm.
Chowder and Champions. Shout out to the Chowder and Champions blog. Did you put this in, T-Bone? You did. Ranking the Patriots' top five playmakers. This is their rankings. Is there an author to this? I want to give proper credit.
Right.
Taringo Basile Vaughn wrote this. Credit given.
TV.
Number one. Yeah, let's shorten that up. TBV. Number one, Edelman.
Okay,
Patriots offense.
Yeah. That gets moved to number two.
No-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two. Who'd you have number two? Playmaker.
I'd put James White.
James White.
I would, too. He goes with Sony Michel.
He'd be three.
Yeah, I would have him three. I would have. He has James White as number three.
Mm-hmm.
So the top three is We've all got the same guys in the top three, though. Edelman, White, Sonny Michel.
Yeah.
Those three. After those three, where the hell is this list supposed to go?
It's a good question. I mean, I put Burkhead in the top five.
Oh, that we know.
Based on my Gronkowski
We're very much aware of this.
You got you replacing Gronkowski with Burkhead. That's exactly what I said. Yeah.
This is going to be a thing. Yeah. Now, your Rex Burkhead love is going to be a thing.
I thought it was huge.
We called that games, tape corner.
He's got N'Keal Harry as number four on the list.
Well, I mean, you did. Look at what Sonny Michel did last year as a first-round pick. And you talk about, okay, if you're going to pick a guy in that target area around 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, wherever you finish, the impact that that type of player can have. And look what Michel did, and that this kid should be on track too. He probably should be in the top five based on you didn't get Chris Hogan back, you didn't have Danny Amendola, you don't have Rob Gronkowski, you still have Julian Edelman. This guy's a first-round pick. You went out of your way to draft him. He better respond. He better be a top five guy.
Isn't it a little bit different for a running back, though, compared to a wide receiver? We know the troubles that wide receivers have in this system,
learning the system.
I mean, running back, take ball, run straight.
Do you think, based on these rankings, too?
Yes.
It's an indicator they're going to run the football. Yeah, that's a big thing here. They're going to run the ball. That's why Michelle's up there that high.
Which I get. I understand that. Michel should be up
high. He's not physically cleared yet, so I think they're being extremely cautious with him.
And then number five is Ben Watson. Why are you laughing? Why do you laugh at that? He's out the first 4 weeks.
Right.
But over the course of the season.
Should throw him the ball a little more than you did Dwayne Allen, right?
Aren't they going to throw him the ball?
You should. Yeah.
Aren't they going to throw him the ball in the red zone?
I hope so.
Doesn't he have the ability to still make some plays?
He would hope so.
Why is he going to be here if he doesn't?
That's a good question.
Because that was, that was sort of my reaction too. Like, Ben Watson. And then I'm like, wait, well.
It's almost like gun to the head.
Why is he here then? If Ben Watson is not going to make plays, why is he here? But you know what this list?
Are we overlooking another potential slot guy? Man. Somebody going to sneak up out of nowhere.
Braxton Berrios?
I don't want to put the name in there because God forbid people go nuts.
Are you doing Braxton Berrios on me?
Nope.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know. I got to see it. I got to see if he's catching the ball in his hands. I guess he's been working his ass off. He still catches the ball in his chest. Doesn't do anything for me. Cradled everything last year in camp. Everything caught in the body. So if he's plucking a football with his hands, and that's different, there might be something there.
You think some of them just may emerge?
Yeah.
In camp.
Yeah, somebody's got to emerge. I mean, this is good. This is good work. With Edelman being down, makes you be creative, and it creates opportunities for guys to step up.
But to speak to the bigger question of are they better,
frustrate
are they worse?
Quarterback, though.
They're worse offensively, and they're better defensively.
Yeah. Yeah. The balance has shifted. It's shifted.
The balance has shifted on the team.
Defense should kick their ass early in camp.
So I think they're slightly better, but I think they're better because of their defense is what I think they are. They're a better team defensively than what they were a year ago.
I wonder if this is going to sharpen Brady up too. And not that he's not sharp and ready to go, but I'm saying he's going to have to work his ass off in camp. So you're making a guy at the age of 42 come in and be, you know, his windows are even tighter and tighter and tighter now. Should be competitive camp. What do you think, Gilmore?
And the more I look at this, the more I look at the importance of Josh Gordon coming back.
Be huge for them if he did.
Coming back and staying on the field. Yeah. Wally's in Dorchester. Wally.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Wally.
Good. Listen, as Phil Leotardo said in The Sopranos, let me tell you one of three things. I think they're going to be much better. I think the defense with Collins' rebirth, and we got Bennett. And don't forget those young kids that played defensive back last year. I think they got another year under their belt. I think they're going to have a much better year defensively. And offensively, Zoe, I got to agree with you. I love Burkhead. I've loved him since he's been here. He's been a key to that backfield. And their backfield, I think, is one of the best that we have in the league. I mean, Mitchell, I mean, all those kids, they're just unbelievable. And one more quick thing, and I'll let you guys go. I think, my personal opinion, the only reason that kid didn't get fined from Kansas City is because of the influence that the Hunt family has in the league. Kansas City is the consensus to take down the Patriots this year, and there was no way the NFL was going to take away their number one player. I'll let you guys say.
Okay, Wally. All right. You buying in on that conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
You are.
I think it's big for fantasy. I think it's big for Mahomes. Mahomes is the cover boy on every damn magazine, every video game. If he doesn't have his jet sweep gun,
that's a different conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theory that he stays because they are the chief Chief, excuse the pun. They are the team that could take down the Patriots in the AFC.
I think they need them to be a contender in
that
the
AFC. That it's an anti-Patriot conspiracy theory that allowed Tyreek Hill to remain on the field.
I don't think they look at it from saying, hey, let's take down the Patriots. I think they know that we need Kansas City's big on ratings. It's an up-and-coming
that
team.
That I agree with.
It's an exciting offense.
I'm with you on that.
He's a top five explosive player in the league.
That's different than what Wally's saying.
Wally's suggesting
that it's because it's the Hunts and because the Chiefs can beat the Patriots, he stays. I think
Pittsburgh doesn't have Antonio Brown. They are the new Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think it's declining TV ratings and Patrick Mahomes and
Mahomes isn't Mahomes. Reed's not Reed if you don't have this guy.
Yeah,
and I think they were afraid that he was going to get suspended. They banned him from the facility. They went out of their way to trade up to get this kid from Georgia, who's the closest thing to him in a draft. Just like, oh shoot, we need some speed there to replace this guy. So they know that they need him. They need him for I don't say booming ratings to kick things off, but they need the Chiefs to come out and run some games off.
All right, let's talk about a video that Tom Brady appeared in over the weekend on social media. Him jumping off a cliff again.
Did he use his strong leg?
Using his strong leg.
I didn't hear that.
To jump off the cliff, this time taking his daughter with him. Yes, we'll get to that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
NFL star Tom Brady's taking some heat this morning over a video he posted on Instagram. It shows him and his six-year-old daughter Vivian cliff jumping in Costa Rica. Take a look. Well, a lot of people on social media don't like that. They called Brady irresponsible, saying he kind of yanked his daughter's arm when she didn't appear to be ready and caused her to land awkwardly. Others say she came dangerously close to hitting the rocks. Actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson even weighed in saying, quote, you know, I have complete faith in you as a man, friend and player and father, but this just gave me anxiety. We reached out to Brady's representative for comment, but we have not heard back.
Oh my, did that video make me nervous. Woo! Not for Vivi, for Tom.
Didn't it seem that this jump was longer than the other one, even though it's the same cliff?
No, this one seemed lower than the other one.
I thought this one seemed higher.
I did not
think
this one was as high. Hmm. The other one seemed higher. He jumped off a cliff.
Who was he picking
on vacation
out of his ears?
Last week?
It's like he had bugs
couple
in
days
his ears.
Ago.
He's like fixing his ears, or else
he was doing earplugs.
What are you putting earplugs in your?
So you don't get water in your ear.
Is this to the point now, like where he rips the tips off the bananas because he's worried about the spiders getting in there? And now he's worried about some amoeba going in and eating his brain.
Wouldn't you be
in that water, probably? Yeah. Who knows how fresh it is? I don't know. You know, there are animals that die, and just it's bacteria.
He's got camp soon. Over. The water lingers for a while.
So the way that story from the Today Show that Tom just played was positioned today,
there's a lot of people just experts on the jump. Huh?
I got to be honest with you. I don't like the way that was positioned. Had a very negative tone to it.
Yeah.
Like there was something wrong with him and his daughter jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, they got percentages now and people on social media responding. It's the, you know, the height of the jump, the way he pulled her arm and almost.
Let me tell you something.
She almost hit the rocks.
I just want you to know that I'm so happy that he yanked her arm the way he did. And
I don't know if she would have made it.
And I thought when I watched it, I said, oh, that is a dad being a dad. Knowing instinctually to grab her the way he did, that is like dad stinked right there to grab her to make sure that she made it. Because if he didn't do that, she's getting hurt. She's getting hurt bad falling down those rocks. That's what that is. That was just instinct. Look at like,
so yeah, she stays.
Yes. And she hesitates and he grabs
and he realizes,
her. I don't know if she would have jumped out far enough.
She would not have jumped out far enough. That's what he's doing. So for the idiots that are like, oh, he grabbed her arm. Yeah, no kidding, yep. He grabbed her arm, because if he didn't, she was going to fall down that whole face of jagged rock. Did you watch the video?
Rip your face off.
I'm like, oh, there goes Brady being a smart, you know, good dad.
I thought, boy, he really pulled her down into the water there. He got a little nervous on it. Yeah, I gotta admit.
You can tell. I can just tell from, like, he doesn't love the idea of her jumping with him anyway.
There's a hesitancy.
He doesn't want her doing it anyway. Because who wants their six-year-old making that jump with him anyway? He's like, all right, you can do it.
That's a pretty far jump.
Yeah, I don't think it's that high. I don't think it's as high as you think.
Until you go up there. I always used to say this, too, until he threw me off the high dive down in Miami.
Because he's not in the air that long, right? The amount of time from the time they jump off to the time they're in the water is quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like it's that high.
You're shooting down, unless you're down
the bottom.
What
the hell are people being critical of? What are they?
Social media experts out there.
People. What are they critical of?
Judging the angle of the jump and, you know, the arm pulling and everything. Very concerned.
It's good that he grabbed her arm. It's a damn good thing he grabbed her arm.
If you're going to jump, better pull.
Because she could have been hurt. The fact that he did grab her arm is what prevented her from being hurt.
His leg looks strong, though.
That's just good. That was good parenting on his part to grab her and yank her in.
His weak leg.
Let's go.
Good. Weak leg looks good, too. He's just explosive.
His strong leg.
Yeah.
He's that strong.
Tom?
That strong leg is so strong, it pushed him off, and it took the six-year-old with him.
Yep.
Leg looks good.
Your strong leg.
Oh, my God. 617-779-0985.
Is that a thing, too, at Kellerman? Cliff, like, little, you know, he had the 61 miles per hour to
throw. Oh.
Hey, Max, look, I am jumping off a cliff. I'm falling off the cliff.
I don't think
because
so.
Because I went to.
I didn't take it that way.
I didn't either.
No. I didn't take it that way.
He's back to the spot.
And the caption.
His daughter didn't jump. What did he say?
It said synchronized diving. Something about synchronized diving, did it not? He said if Vivi's going to be an Olympic champion one day.
He commented on the post himself.
Oh, he
and
did.
Said something about, I can't be the only, I'm not going to be the first Brady to fall off a cliff.
Oh, I didn't see that. I only saw the caption was, if Vivi's going to be an Olympic champion one day, it probably won't be in synchronized diving.
Hmm. I wonder how deep that is. Now, I saw something on Barstool last week where these idiots are going to jump off one of those first, this drunk kid jumping off a bridge.
You keep watching
and it was like that. He goes, oh, it looks deep here. Why don't you test? I don't know how deep it is.
I broke my legs.
And his legs are bending the other way.
I need help.
I broke my leg. I broke my leg. And they go, oh, my God. They're all laughing.
What an idiot.
Guy's legs pointing the other way.
What an idiot. They had no idea. I saw that video.
He jumped off and it just broke his leg.
They're like, I wonder how deep it is. He goes, well, I'm going to find out. And he jumps off probably, what, 20 feet high?
He found out.
He found out.
It's probably about four feet.
And then he goes, the kid looks at him and goes, oh my God, I broke my legs. And he goes, I need help. I need help.
I just got in a car and left.
I need help.
Yeah, so he
And now he's in the middle of this river underneath an overpass. I need help.
Oh my God.
So he commented and he said, I didn't want to be the first Brady to fall off a cliff. Crying laughing emoji, crying laughing emoji.
Yeah, that seems like a dig. Ryan is in Milton today. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So my question is I see, was it Randy Gregory has applied for reinstatement? I was just wondering when Josh Gordon, you know, his process starts.
I don't think it's on him. It's on the league because of the amount
Don't you have to file?
I don't know. I don't know technically, but I think, you know, this is like, you know, it's banishment for him. To where now they just tell you when you can play. I don't think it's up to the player to apply or file. This is in the hands of the league now. This is in the hands of the
player. No, that's right. I mean, there was that story right around the 4th of July that said that Randy Gregory had applied or will file for reinstatement.
Well, he did based on his own case. I don't know what the details are, though. So I don't know what was told to Gordon or how it was handled, you know, once this was announced.
But that's not, you know, that's not something you have to reveal.
Right, right.
That was known because Randy Gregory's people told, I think, Ian Rappaport. So Josh Gordon may have already done that.
There has to be some element of paperwork here. You know, you got to reimply somehow.
Probably already has. I mean, somebody's working out.
Right.
Yeah. What are you, flapping, work out with Tom Brady in his backyard if you're not?
Because you're not trying to come back?
Yeah. That'll do for bleeps and giggles.
My guess is that, you know, Josh Gordon and the Patriots are, you know, his representatives and the team are in contact with the league about it.
He's dropped weight and he's gotten more cut up, if that's even possible. Yeah, you saw the two pictures they put it to us.
He's doing all those workouts down in Florida.
Ridiculous.
Right?
I didn't think the guy get any more cut up, but he got more cut up.
Scott, New Hampshire, about the Brady cliff jump. Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Real quick, Beetle, class of 87 and QHS.
There you
just
go.
Wanted to make a comment about the cliff jump. I have 2 5-year-old twin girls myself, and a little taken back by it, but if you notice, his daughter is actually not saying no. She's ready to go. And like you guys said, if Tom didn't pull her away, it's a natural instinct for a dad, you know? So just amazing. But love the show, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Okay.
The mother probably doesn't
let her. I know how this goes. I have one of my sons is almost 6, yeah. Right? So he would be like, yeah, I want to do it. And then he'd get up there and be like,
I want to do it. There's that,
but he's committed to it.
Kids get scared.
And then he'd get scared by it, and then he'd be doing the same thing. I'd be grabbing him by the arm and yanking him in. I know how this goes.
Just pick him up and throw him.
We've been there. And then he would jump, and when he gets the ball, he'd be like, that's amazing. I want to do it again. It happens every time. Happens every time. I bet there's a second video of her leaping in the second time. I bet that video exists too. That's how it goes. That's how this goes.
Who's
you
filming
know this.
It? Who's filming?
You've
it?
Lived this.
Yeah.
You know how that goes at that age.
Yes.
I want to do it. I want to do it. Oh no, I don't know if I want to do it. Oh yep. No.
So we did that zip
just
line.
Do it.
Do
and then you do it and
jungle?
They're like, oh my oh God, my it was God. Awesome. Can I do it again? That's how it goes.
I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do the zip line again. It's too scary. You'd be good on zipline.
No, thank you.
Send the first kid down. Like, we sent Brody down first. He went right into the darkness, like trees, vanished into trees. I'm like, what are we doing? He went right down.
No.
Why don't you go to cruise, McCarthy? Do that. Do it down at the jungles.
I can
zipline. Monkeys everywhere. Crazy.
No way. Steve in Charlestown. What's up, Steve? Before we get to headlines.
So Julian Edelman injured his thumb. Now, he wasn't spotted getting into an Uber, was he?
Yeah, you're too late. You hung up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.